Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
On the crypto side, the market's on a little, I mean, it's a little dip. It's not a big deal overall. It's kind of what it is a continuation of the consolidation is what's going on. So no need to panic. You know, Bitcoin has been kind of floundering between 54 and 60,000. After it went to 65, it came back down and it's been floundering right around that 54 to 60 area, and it continues to do that. And when you think it's about to break, but this is kind of the way things are with crypto, that you'll have a consolidation period, and what you do during this time is buy. You know, Matic went down, VeChain went down, Mana went down, you name it. A lot of altcoins went down, Bitcoin's down. This is when you buy a little more Bitcoin. This is when you get a little more Ethereum. You know what I mean? All of these kind of things, this is what you take advantage of, is what it is. And it's going to bust through. Eventually, it'll bust through. And when it busts through, you will then benefit from all of that. I had a very interesting morning. I made a major mistake today. A major crypto mistake today. So I've been picking out of my profits from SHIB, right? Because I'm way up on SHIB. I mean, so up on SHIB, it's crazy. And I collected a lot of SHIB over the last year. And so I've sold some SHIB, and I bought Crow on the last dip. And so Crow dipped again here, you know? And I said, you know what? I'm going to get a little more Crow. And so I wanted to sell a little SHIB. I accidentally sold all the SHIB I have. I sold it all. I have some staked. So whenever that comes unstaked, then I will have some SHIB. But I sold all my SHIB, like pretty much like the majority of my SHIB I sold. No, well, the thing is, I had to put how much I was putting in there, and I thought I put it right. And then what it was saying that I was going to buy it from my credit card. And I had to switch it to my fiat wallet. And when I switched it to my fiat wallet, I didn't rearrange the number. And the number that went back was everything that I had on it. And I ended up selling it all. God. Safe to say I bought a lot of Crow today. I bought a lot of Crow today. I bought a lot of Matic. And I bought a lot of VeChain. I rebought all of that. Because there was no way I was going to get my SHIB back at the price I got it at. So I made the mistake and I ended up selling all my SHIB and whatever, you know. But, it is what it is. So, I ended up with big profits on SHIB. The question is, how much farther will it go? And then I'll regret it after that. But for now, I mean, it's all right. I mean, I don't care. Getting the Matic that I got is incredibly important. And getting the Crow I got is important. And getting more VeChain, which I know VeChain is another one that's been like dormant for a while, for a long time. And it dipped again today. And I said, you know what? I'm getting in on VeChain more. And I bought a lot more VeChain and screw that. But it was, I was in line at Chick-fil-A to get me a chicken biscuit. And you know, I just, damn, man. I wasn't paying attention. And I ended up selling all my SHIB. Hey, listen, I'd rather sell all my SHIB than accidentally sell all my Ethereum or Bitcoin or VeChain or Matic or anything like that. So to me, that's more important in my eyes, is to do that. That's it is what it is. Oh, man. I sent my wife a text a little while ago. It says, I accidentally sold all my SHIB. She says, oh, my God, are you okay? Yeah, the world of crypto, baby. But that's all right. You end up in a better place. You know, everything happens for a reason, as they say. And maybe this happened to me because the good Lord says, hey, Shib's about to explode. We don't want you to be a billionaire, so you lose. Oh, man. It is what it is. What are you going to do? But we will power through, ladies and gentlemen. We will power on, and we will get through it, and we will. Yes, Shib up 600%. Yeah, that's my luck. I mean, that's what's going to happen now. Of course, Shib now is going to blow up to like a penny, and then you know I could have retired, and you know, but no, it's you know that's not going to be the case. I'm going to end up losing on that one, but it is what it is. Bromar says, Shib is a meme coin. You did good. Get the profit and get out. Shib has been steadily going down for a month now. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything, man. That just because it goes down for a little while doesn't mean it stays down. You know, what's it called? A crow was dormant for months and months, and then it exploded. You know what I mean? Decentraland was dormant for like almost a year, man, like 9 months. Decentraland, there was a little pump for like a dollar something, but then it went right back down right away, and it stayed in the 60 to 95 cent range, and it just floated in there in and out, and look at it now, you know. So Bromar, I don't really know how much you really really follow it, but don't ever assume because something's dormant for a little while that it's going to stay dormant, it's going to go negative. Shib still has room that it could grow quite a bit. Not to the penny. It's never going to get to a penny. Mathematically, it cannot get to a penny. You just unless they're going to burn a bunch of coins and they need to burn a lot more, then maybe they'll have a chance, but they're not going to get to a penny. You know what I mean? I was hoping it would move one to two more digits and then I'm completely out. I wasn't even waiting for it to get to half a penny or anything like that. So I just needed it to move to maybe one to two more digits and I was going to get out pretty much overall. But, you know, hey, listen, maybe I did do the right, maybe accidentally I did the right thing. And I mean, I ended up making a ton of profit from Shib. So I can't complain at least. You can never complain. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I always tell you this. You got to take profits. That's what this is all about. And if you take profits, never be embarrassed about taking profits. Taking profits is smart, okay? And so if you take profits, and even if I have a little bit of regret right now, that's fine. I still feel great because I bought a crap ton of Crow. I bought a bunch of Matic and a bunch of VeChain this morning. And those are three that I feel so good about. I have from day one, along with Ethereum, along with Bitcoin, you know. Those are all that, you know, Cardano too. That's another one. That Cardano's been dormant for a while and Cardano does this. And then people start to give up and then you sell your shares and they explode. And Cardano's another one that is ready to explode too. So it is what it is.